Here we go with a little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America, you want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy, and little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running out.
Radio,
radio,
radio, radio,
radio show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Fat Guy Radio
Radio.
Holla, it's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Podcast.
Radio show.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy Radio
Radio Show.
That's a radio show.
Not a podcast, ho. Let's go.
That was you, Lil D.
Boom. Check it out, everybody. I just saw the finger point. I saw the finger pointing.
You sent me a text message and you said, hey, can I start the show? And then we sat here for 15 years with dead silence.
I was thinking when it was all said and done, so like when you brought everybody in and did what you do in the beginning, and then I start. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you didn't. Yeah, I didn't understand that. I didn't surmise that. Oh, because
that's
what
I was saying. When it was all said and done, like when you get everything out the way you need to get, and then right. You know how I always railroad the show.
That's what that means. Can I start the show off when it's all said and done?
Yeah, so I thought she was going to do what you do, and then I come in. So I was just trying to appropriately do it.
Sounds like your brother is illiterate and can't actually read what you write, little D.
I think that's what it is.
Now it's all said and done. Good night, everybody.
So he wanted to start the show off at the end of the show.
Yeah, because that's the little D way. You start at the end, that way you ain't got far to go.
That way, I don't know if I'm finished or am I done.
Welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. I apologize to our live stream viewers if they are experiencing any cutout of the show. But unfortunately, I'm not sure what's taking place right now. But I keep getting a whole lot of warning lights. But have no fear. We'll muddle forward. And if all else fails, guess what? The show will be here later on tonight.
Facts.
Yes.
You can play it back.
You can go back and read this.
You can go back and you can go back. You can play it back.
Oh,
how much for just one rib? How much if you just take your hands and you put your fingers on the rib? And how much is it just for me to lick the barbecue sauce off your fingers?
How much for a drink?
How much for a drink?
How much for one sip?
How much for a sip?
Pour it in my hand.
Yeah, just pour it in my hand. How much for that?
I'll pour right back.
You got change for 100.
He did have $100 bill at the end of
Do you got change for it?
What was that movie? I was Chris Rock.
I'm just saying, I got all this money, but do you got change for it?
what was the movie? I know Chris Rock.
I'm going to get
character.
You, sucker.
I'm going to get you, sucker. We can never pull any clips to play at the opening of the show from that because they cussed throughout that whole entire movie.
Cuss so freaking much on that movie.
Equates to trying to cut clips from the Kings of Comedy. It's impossible. God. Never can we have. I think we got through one with Bernie Mac.
And you edit the heck out of that.
We edited the heck out of it. So we took like a 15 minute clip of Bernie Mac. And after we edited it all down, it came in under our like 2 minute opening.
The only parts you can actually play and it can go is when they like let old school songs play, when they're bringing back reminiscing on songs.
But we can't let that play because then we get automatically kicked off of Facebook.
And YouTube.
And YouTube.
You goddamn right.
Nevertheless, boys, I had a food related question, shocker, that I wanted to throw at you.
But okay.
I got an answer.
when you're making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, mm-hmm. what do you apply first? Where do you stick your knife in first? Do you apply the peanut butter first and then the jelly? Or do you apply the jelly first and then the peanut butter? Now, there's no right or wrong answer, but me being me, I literally have a science behind why I do it the way that I do it. But I wanted to find out the way you guys make your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Which do you apply to the bread first? D-Tay.
Well, so it's very well documented on the show that my peanut butter and jelly sandwiches are very weird.
Yeah, they are.
Because I toast one bread for the peanut butter, and I don't toast the bread for the jelly.
And I don't know why, but you have done that for as long as I've known you.
And it is delicious. You get a toast. It's all about textures. But in doing so, I also come to realize that peanut butter is very easily spreadable with a knife.
Yes. What else are you using the spread peanut butter with?
Yeah, that's what I want
to
know.
Yeah, well, isn't peanut butter able to be spread with?
Well, no, I'm just saying it's super easy to spread peanut butter with a knife. That being said, jelly is not. Jelly spreads better with the back of a spoon. Facts. So I use a knife Facts. And a spoon.
Little D, you use a knife and a spoon to make. You use it. Okay. You know Facts. What? You said it was weird. You warned us.
Yes. And but the thing is after, and the knife isn't just for the peanut butter. It also cuts the sandwich in half.
Okay.
So the spoon Facts. Is strictly for the jelly.
Okay. Facts. So number one, I'm going to make myself a note here. I'm going to write myself a note here. Never allow D-Tay to make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my kitchen because I'll be washing dishes for 3 days. You've got a knife. So far, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are tracking at home, knife.
Yep.
Spoon.
Facts. Yep. I'm with him.
Just one slot of the toaster.
I'm with him.
Yep.
Is it on a plate? Is it on a paper plate? Is it on a glass plate? Or do you just throw it right on the counter?
Depends on what I have on hand. Sometimes it's on a napkin, sometimes on a paper towel, sometimes on a paper plate, sometimes it's in my mouth as I'm making it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, so now we
sometimes I cut it into little squares and use a fork.
Now you have the now and then you serve it to yourself on the back of a Chanel sweater. That's a whole lot going on.
The back of a Chanel sweater.
I mean, you already seen how I make my oatmeal. Like any, yeah. So okay, Corey.
You take all the instant out of instant oatmeal.
You are the Instagram chef.
I am. I've been kicking it up, Liz, this past week too.
And you are very meticulous and methodical in everything you do in the kitchen.
That I am.
Me, I am not an Instagram chef. I am the use everything in your kitchen chef. So anytime I make a single meal, my goal is to see how much of my kitchen can I use at that one time.
I guess so. You're going to get all your money's worth when you come to make oatmeal or peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Little D, where are you at when it comes to peanut butter and jelly? Oh, wait, D-Tay, you never told us which one you apply first. So you go peanut butter first with the knife.
Yes. And the reason why I do peanut butter first is because I like my peanut butter to be on to kind of melt with the warm toast.
So the peanut butter goes on the toasty side.
Yes. Okay. And you let it kind of melt with the warm toast, and then the jelly's cool.
Okay.
So I don't need to rush that one.
Little D,
but I'm peanut butter first.
The few times that you go through your kitchen, if you remember where it's located in your massive house, and you make yourself a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. When you've got the two pieces of bread in front of you, mm-hmm. what do you apply first? Peanut butter or jelly? And what do you use to apply it?
I actually don't. Lady does it for me.
All right. Thank you, Lil D. I appreciate that so much. I was glad I went to that side of the room. It was worth it.
So what does Lady do first? Do you ever watch her?
He doesn't watch her. He goes and he sits down.
When we get to the bottom of this, I don't know. I'm in the shower when she's making it for me.
So this is what
she has little ass shorts on. Is if that counts as anything when she makes in her butt cheeks hanging out?
Because of course everything has got to be sexual with Lil D. Thank you very much, Lil Bro. Appreciate that.
Yeah, you got it. You know me. I'm here.
Yeah, sharing is caring.
I make it peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
So this is my thought because I think that there are. This is the way that I do it. I do jelly first, and the reason why I do jelly first.
Oh, I know
because, why, Lil D?
It's because it's lighter and it's lighter. You can wipe that off versus the peanut butter is more thicker. So if you take the jelly, you can kind of like take your fork or whatever the hell it is you use, and you can like on the side, drag it on the side, and then you can just apply it in the peanut butter. Hence, it won't be as messed up, or the jelly will be thicker if you put the peanut butter first and stick the finger, the peanut butter. Oh.
Thank you. All right. Well, you were almost there, and then like everything in life, you floored it and went right over the edge of it.
So, what I ascertained Little D was trying to say.
Yes. Yeah, give it to him.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for a Little D translation.
There you go. Is that the jelly doesn't stick to the knife as intensely as the peanut butter would. So you're able to pretty much clean the knife of all the jelly remnants is what I was trying to say.
Yes. I don't know how many R words you're going to use in that, but I'm with
resiliently
you.
Clean off that peanut butter, that jelly.
So the restitution of the jelly is what you're focused on.
Exactly. The repercussions of the respirations from that jelly will no longer recuperate in the peanut butter jar.
The respository process of the jelly.
Who said depository?
The respository process of the jelly.
While we kind of still within that, but not going too far.
You gonna take it too far.
No, DJ's gonna be my spokesperson. So when I become a big celebrity DJ and I have sex with multiple women and I put out a statement and say the wrong thing, I'm gonna hire DT to come in and translate what I really meant to say.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's what his job is gonna be.
Yeah, DT's not gonna do that.
So there was three girls in the room. One was naked. Well, she wasn't technically naked, but I was naked. But she came in as the maid to clean up. And when she bent over my laptop, I was actually trying to pick up my laptop and accidentally slid in.
Little D is trying to say was that he did not penetrate without the consent of the said maid while he was actually retrieving his communication device that was on the counter in front of the said maid.
Yes.
So I apply the jelly first because you're there, but you're not there.
Why?
I apply the jelly first because it's easier to lick off the knife.
Before you a nasty mother lover.
I stick my knife in the peanut butter.
You are nasty. Hold up. I got to make a note to myself. Remind me not to use the peanut butter at Corey's house because he didn't put his saliva all up in that mess.
Hey, man, I got the saliva of gods. I don't know what you're talking about. In this mouth is the saliva of gods.
It should be better than dogs.
That is the nastiest thing I've ever heard.
Do you quote unquote clean said knife before you stick it in the peanut butter? You just lick it with your mouth.
Of course I do. I'm OCD. So I do take the jelly because I don't believe in wasting food. I ain't wasting no food. So those little grams of jelly that are left on my cartoon sized butter knife, I lick it off and then I wash off the knife. And then I go to the peanut butter. Now, DT, I know this is going to sound weird for you, but I use one utensil to make my peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Hold up. So let's count here. Let's count here. I use two utensils and wash them each once. You use one utensil and have to wash it twice. And I'm the weird one?
No. See, you're not counting your utensils properly. Okay, yes, you may use two utensils and wash once. The ratio is the same. Two, wash once.
Exactly.
Or one, wash twice. Same ratio. What is your argument?
Well, all I'm saying is I don't have to wash them multiple times, and I still get to lick both of them.
I've been in your kitchen. You don't wash no dishes.
Wow.
Don't you got paper plates?
No, DT, don't forget, I'm not using a toaster. Actually, a half a toaster. You're using half a toaster.
Mm. half a toaster, so you don't got a full grown toaster.
That's only one slice, little D.
You only uses one slice, little D. You listening to this show?
Full grown toaster. What the hell is a full grown toaster?
A toaster with four slots in it.
The toaster with the beard on it.
A toaster with a credit rating.
Yeah,
it's a time toaster. You could actually tell it how long you want your bread to cook.
Yeah. A toaster you don't have to worry about getting consent from before you use it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oop, wrong button, damn it. So I do the jelly first because it's easier to clean off of the knife, and then I use the peanut butter, and then I apply the peanut butter, and then I flip it over. Now, Lil D, which side of the peanut butter do you like your jelly on? You like it on the top, or you like it on the bottom?
I don't really know what the hell's the difference.
Thank you, Lil D. Appreciate that.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
King's bet, 50 cents. I'm in.
I'll see you and raise you $1.
Ooh, well, I'm out. Scott's probably bluffing, though, like when he said he could cook.
Deal is done.
Man, you're just upset because you're down $10.
Or because it's been 6 weeks since the wedding and someone I know hasn't answered their share of the thank you notes.
And I spent the last 2 weeks...
Hey!
Thought I told you guys no marriage talk. We're here to play cards, not chit-chat.
He's been chit-chatting about the Bulls game.
Games are okay. How about the arts? You follow the arts, Bob? What is that, like theater?
Yes, I keep up with the theater. In a tabloid the other day, I saw a picture of OJ going to damn Yankees.
Oh, right.
Let's not talk about the...
What, damn Yankees? Why not? I hear the choreography has verve.
He meant OJ, Bob. I mean, some people are afraid to discuss it in mixed company. Yes, I, for one, am sick of OJ. He's on the golf course. He's making a video. I wish he would just go away.
Why can't the man do what he wants? He was acquitted.
Oh, please.
Chuck.
Come on. I mean, even you have to admit that trial was a joke.
I didn't think so. I was happy with the way it came out.
I'm getting another beer. Anybody want one?
Look, Chuck, please. The verdict was ridiculous.
Look, all I know is it's hard for a black man to get a fair shake in this country.
Oh, okay. Well, you try being a gay man in Lanford, Illinois. I mean, there is nothing like having to correct the spelling when somebody paints fat across your garage door.
Leon, when I walk down the street, people know I'm black. Now, when you walk down the street, for all people know, you're just another white guy.
Look, Chuck, have either of you guys ever heard of a little thing called gay bashing?
Now, look, don't talk to me about hate crimes. Most of them are directed at us.
Guys, you both made some valid points. Now, can't we all just accept the fact that we've all got it tough?
Hey, Happy, what do you mean, we?
What?
Dan, you're a straight white male. You got it easier than anybody in the whole world.
Well, yeah, okay, it may seem like that, Chuck, but I'm telling you, lately, us white males have been getting blamed for everything.
Maybe it's because you did everything.
From the BDB Radio Network Studios, this is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Whoa! All right, everybody, welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show off of the Facebook Live. Rachel says, that's gross, Corey. You guys look great, by the way. Thank you, Ray. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And Lady K in the Facebook Live says she does the peanut butter first. So that's okay, Lady K. That way, when I apply the jelly, you can apply the peanut butter.
Hey.
And Joy, listener Joy is chiming in as well. Hello, listener Joy.
Joy, pump it up.
And we just gave AK-47 whiplash because during the opening of the show, we had to shut down YouTube. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's see if we can start the show on a good foot.
On a good foot.
Live from Arizona, USA, and broadcasting over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide. Heard by the best fatnatics. Yeah! This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. He's so fine, if he could die, he'd come back as himself. From Big Arm, Montana, that's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's mother loving good?
Trying to mate a chicken and a duck just to name the baby Chuck. From PP, Ohio, my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
And I'm your host, Corey Blaze, apologizing for thinking Garoppolo was an island in the tropics. From Hampton Gay, England. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. Comment on any of our various live streams or tweet us your comments to Fat Guy Radio Show. You're also welcome to slide into our DMs. Search Fat Guy Radio Show on all popular social media. We even read and respond to your comments after the show. Right, Cynthia? Right, ooh. Cynthia, with your Tupac t-shirt question?
Ooh.
Things some days can seem so bleak, downcasted, and monotonous. Well, hitch up that shopping finger and click on over to our swag merch store online at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Prep yourself for herd mentality with one of our latest designs, the Happiness Loading Tee, the Sorry I'm Late I Got Caught Up at Home Being Happy Tee, or the wildly popular Eat, Poop, Sleep, Repeat Tee, also available in Baby Onesie. Grabbing yourself one of our high-quality limited edition designs is the number one way you support the show. Order now for yourself or order as a gift. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store or by clicking the banner on our website. Editor's note, for every item not sold, the UPS will scrap another plan. See Mr. McFeely for details. Ooh, no, you don't know who Mr. McFeely is.
Yeah, there's, remember that show, Boy Meets the World?
That's
the
not, that ain't it.
The teacher?
That ain't Mr. Feeny, bro. Mr. Feeny.
Oh, that's Mr. Feeny. Mr. Well, McFeely was, well, see, I know why you don't know Mr. McFeely, because Mr. McFeely was off of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, and every time Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood would come on, I would always come to you and tell you that, that our neighbor, girl that was 14, even though we were both like 7 and 45 or however old I am.
Mm-hmm.
I would always tell you that our neighbor friend that was a girl was in the pool, and you would go over there and you'd be looking, and even though they didn't have a pool, you still looked. All right, everybody, welcome to the show.
Was our bathtub.
I appreciate
it's a beautiful day in the neighbor's tub.
A beautiful day in the neighbor's. Would you be mine?
Would you be mine?
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Dang, bro, why you gotta bring some soul into this?
Sorry, I started feeling it. Because I saw Lady K comment woohoo. And I started feeling good.
Would you be mine?
Sorry, I apologize.
That's how you sound. You sound like sexual chocolate right now.
Sexy chocolate.
Yes. Lady K, has he saw your vanilla?
All right, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Let me ask you.
Your vanilla?
Please don't feed it.
I'm sorry.
I'm trying to transition here.
Hey, can I start the show off?
Yes.
Is it my time?
It is his turn. It is. All
is this
is said
where
and
you
done.
Wanted to start the this show?
Is he, this is what he wanted yeah. right here. Yeah.
This is where you wanted to start the show.
Yeah, right here.
Oh, okay. This is the part right here.
This is where I shot
this is
at.
What you've been waiting for.
Oh, I've been waiting. DT, can I get a little sip?
All right, Lil D.
So I got a text message.
Lil D, hold on. You were waiting for this moment, right?
This moment right here.
All right, wait a little longer. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. I appreciate you for joining us for a live. No, Lil D, go ahead while I remind myself what Garoppolo really was.
It's the island, Galapagos. It's Galapagos Island.
Did you like that line, DT?
I thought that was pretty hilarious.
Thank you very much.
That was a good one. Whoever wrote that for you should get a raise.
Yeah.
By raise, I mean they actually should start getting paid.
Keep drinking. All right, Lil D.
Keep on drinking.
Keep drinking.
Keep drinking.
I'll give you a raise. All right, Lil D.
I'll show y'all my raise. Y'all want to see my raise?
No, Lil D. Oh, this ain't Afterburst. We got the dump button tonight. Lil D, go ahead.
I see you're raising Raise You a Raise.
Oh, good night, everybody.
Hey, you want to play Swords? You want to play Swords?
Little D. Lightsabers. Little D. Jedi.
Little D. Focus. Right here.
Go ahead. Start Little D.
Right here, Little D. Right here.
Yeah.
You see it? Right here.
I see you.
All right.
Focus. You cluck a big chicken.
Okay, go. Chuck,
hey, don't you hate this? Don't you hate black people? N words? Nah, I wouldn't call them N words. Just black people.
Do I hate black people?
Okay, the time that we're in
now, little D.
Not that kind of hate.
I was about to say, you know what we're working on in the background right now.
I just think all lives matter.
Yeah, no, that's not even what I'm implementing. I'm just like, you can't just stand them sometimes. Your family, the black ones, the ends, they ain't come inward. This is the black ones.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on just a minute. I think we just got audio from AK-47 getting whiplash from switching back and forth from YouTube to Facebook. Here it is. There it is. That's AK-47's neck right there. Oh, there she is. All right.
That's her butt bending over.
Now she's all right. Little D, focus.
Yeah. All right. That whip came out. Did you feel it, AK?
Oh, little D, focus. Stay on task. Okay, so you got a text message.
I got a text
from a black person.
From some of the family members that you don't associate with. It's the other side of the family.
I sure don't.
The ones you stay far from. And I see why. Uh-huh. And I'm in your tax bracket now where I got to start standing by now.
You should start by not hosting 90s parties at your house. Continue. Go ahead.
Where was my invite?
If you would have accepted that invite, I would have punched you in your throat too, because I already cussed his little ass out. Hello, little D. Yep. Three words. Pandemic. You're a carrier.
Hey, little D, grab the pen, damn it.
I'm over it, man. I can't stand it. Even when I'm at work with the damn mask on, I damn near passed on the back of my trailer.
You're over it. The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it. Pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
Hey, a little more slow.
Let me tell you again. The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it. The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it. The pandemic isn't over just because you're over it.
She just called me a dumbass.
Yeah, she did. So what were you saying, little D, before you were in there, where you were just, you know, COVID DJing?
Yeah, that was nice. That was dope, though. 90s party.
Spinning them viruses.
DJ Blaze.
Little D, we only got a few more minutes left in this segment. You better get to it.
I got a text message from some black people talking about one of our cousins who's locked up. Another guy just got out who's in a room, or his roommate. Said that he can post bail at $5,100. We should all get together to put money together to bail him out. Let me tell you the backstory.
Okay.
He's been to jail, got out, 2 weeks later, went back to jail, got out, 2 weeks later, went back to jail. Why do we got to put together $5,100? If you don't got $5,000 in your bank account, let's just start there. It's something that you shouldn't even be talking to me. Not saying that I'm above everybody, but if you don't got $5,000,
I'm out. I ain't got $5,000 in my bank account. I'm out. I can't talk.
Nah, you know what though? If I got it, you got it.
Okay.
So you back in. Detail, if I got it, you got it. So you really back
in.
Right,
so I got $10,000 in my bank account right now.
But we all on this side of the family got to come up with $5,000. To get him back, to get him to post bail.
Question, how many people in your family?
Get out of here.
Right.
Roughly, how many people in your family, Lil D?
How many people on that side of the family that's involved in this?
Yes, did you see my 90s party?
Well, I'm just saying, how many, roughly, how many, give me a rough number.
About 20.
20? Okay, let's see.
Lil D's gonna, DT's gonna do a little bit of.
Lil D, all you gotta do is pay $250. Everybody come up with $250. That's it.
They wouldn't even be able to come up with that.
Okay, so hold on, little D.
I'm being generous.
Jail, and the family wants to raise, your family wants to raise money to get him out of jail.
DJ's family.
This ain't the first time he's been in jail. This ain't the second time he's been in jail. It ain't the third, fourth, a fifth time he's been in jail. So he clearly is a repeat offender.
Yes.
So getting him out of jail, you ain't really doing nothing but just giving him a vacation before he goes back into jail.
We're just throwing away money.
Yeah, it sounds like he's institutionalized and he likes it and feels more comfortable in jail because he can't stay out of jail.
That's very true.
And until that moment that he decides he no longer wants to be in jail, I think time will do him good.
Yeah. For two, it ain't my goddamn problem. Sorry to say that, and I'm not trying to be mean, but this is just the older version. This is me speaking, not as Lil D, but just as Daniel. He just too, it's not my goddamn problem.
Listen, Lil D, I've always had the rule that I'm never bailing you out of jail. I'm never bailing anybody out of jail.
You get yourself
now. I'm wavering a little bit on that since a lot of black people don't make it to jail these days.
True.
You know they buy the farm in the street. But I've always said, and I'm wavering on that a little bit nowadays. If there is some, I would say this: if D-Tay or one of you was to, there's some variances that I'm allowing now. If D-Tay was to reach out to me and say, hey, I need bail money because I was arrested for what it is, in this day and age, in 2020, I would go and bail him out. If my kid did it, I would go and bail him out. And then I would find out what, you know, why he was in there and so forth like that. Before all of this, you know, police shootings and stuff like that, I wouldn't give it a moment of time. But now I would definitely get it together. However, yo boy, on your side, he loves him some Maricopa County Detention Center. I don't know. Maybe it's they stale mac and cheese. Maybe it has to do with their cardboard cornbread. I don't know.
Don't knock that stale mac and cheese. I'm just saying.
Hey, I've had jailhouse food. It's actually not that bad.
Or it could be the peanut butter and jelly.
Or maybe he just likes going in there because they put the peanut butter on the right side of the bread.
I was the one. I was taught in jail how to toast the peanut butter. The toast aside.
I don't know what that
is. I just know how to toss the peanut butter.
I don't know what you're talking about.
When I worked at the prison, it was an inmate who told me how to toast one bread first and then put the peanut butter on it and then put the jail. So it's a jailhouse PB&J, bro.
The inmate teaching the guard. Now the guard is supposed to be teaching the inmate.
We ain't got time for that, Lil D. It's break time.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here.
My story is I ain't giving no goddamn money.
I don't think you should give any money. It'd be ridiculous to give money.
It's COVID, bitch.
But here's the thing. Even if we'll be right back. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. I got nothing better than that. You matter. You count. Posting, sharing, resharing, and tweeting about the upcoming elections is not enough. I apologize for downplaying how our votes don't matter in the past. They actually do. Your vote, my vote, every vote. This November, it is a battle for the soul of this nation. You must vote. There is no other option. If you're unsure on how to register or how to vote in your state, I found that vote.org is a great resource. This is not a paid sponsorship for vote.org, nor does vote.org have any affiliation with this show. I'm just sharing a resource that I found beneficial. Educate yourself. Don't be reactionarily angry at the outcome of the election. Use the passion you have now to affect the outcome of the elections by voting this November. It's not too late. And the time of being silent has come to an end. Stand up, speak out, be heard. You and I, your neighbors, your family, your friends, every American has a voice in their vote. Register now and vote. This is not the time to be complacent, lackadaisical, defeated, or melancholy. Rise up and give this country, your children, my children, your family's children, a better future. Don't succumb to the fear, deceit, and sleight of hand of those whose only purpose is to silence you. Mask up and vote in person or vote by mail. Whatever way you choose, vote.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Welcome back to the show, everybody, everywhere. What happens when you add a plus? Things get better. And that's exactly what's happening at Walmart. Introducing Walmart Plus. With Walmart Plus, you get more savings, more time, more. What?
More what? More jobs?
I'm sorry, Walmart. What happens? We'll cut this up. We'll fix this in a minute. Don't worry about that.
We'll fix it in a minute. Before you start. All right, go ahead.
What happens when you add a plus? Things get better, and that's exactly what's happening at Walmart. Introducing Walmart Plus. With Walmart Plus, you get more savings and more time. is written so wrong.
Hold on, let me see if I can pull it up real quick so I can
This is what it says. It says more job in your day for free unlimited delivery.
That makes sense.
More like job in your day?
Yeah, more job in your day. Like, I don't know. That don't make no sense.
I don't think I can get to our email quick enough.
DJ, what do you got? More job in your day.
More job in your day?
Can you elaborate on what they're trying to say?
Oh, okay. I found the email. You know what it's, you know. I'm sorry, Walmart.
More day in your job?
No, I got it now. Take three.
Me.
What happens when you add a plus? Things get better. And that's exactly what's happening at Walmart. Introducing Walmart Plus. With Walmart Plus, you get more savings, more time, more joy in your day from free unlimited delivery, member prices on fuel, and more. Start your 15-day free trial today, then shop for the latest Apple products at Walmart. Or order Walmart's sustainable, ethical, powerful, plant-based 7th generation cleaners. All at Walmart.com through the Walmart banner on our website. Shop today, choose curbside pickup or delivery. Walmart.com. I'm going to give myself a clap because I screwed that up.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yes.
That didn't make no sense what you just said. But the first time you did it, it made all the sense in the world. But when you just redid it, you botched the whole damn thing. Just want to put that out there.
Here's the thing, folks. Shop Walmart through our banner. Get Walmart Plus. I'm Corey Blaze.
Put more joy in your day.
Put more joy in your day. And D-Tech, this was the perfect timing for you to go in and proof my copy. Real quick, ladies and gentlemen, before we move on, I just want to give a shout out to Chef Jason Smith. I'm rocking his social distance, y'all, tea on today's show. Thank you, Chef Jason Smith sent this to us, and I'm rocking it today. I like it because it's black, and letters look like they're glowing right now with all the studio lighting, but nevertheless, that's okay. All right. Thank you, Chef Jason Smith. Boys.
Yes, sir.
We need to come up with a scam.
Ooh, scammers?
And I'm going to tell you why I think
Little D penis pills.
I'm going to tell you why I think we need to come up with a scam. I got a call, a voicemail, and I'm like, it seems like to be the most simplistic thing ever. And I apologize that I don't have my phone routed through the system. I totally forgot to do that. Actually, that system part is having a problem. Shocker. But check out the scam call that went to my voicemail. And it just showed me one thing about scams that are out there. So I'm gonna do it old school and hold my phone up to the microphone here. Let's see if it'll play.
Hey there. I was just reaching out to you because I know you're a business opportunity minded person. So I wanted to share with you a program where we do all the advertising, lead follow up and sales calls for you. And then we split each sale with you 50-50. The average sale will earn you $3,500.
Okay, maybe that wasn't the call that I was looking for. I apologize for that.
I was like, that sounds legitimate.
I should have pre-screened that. I apologize for that. Let me see.
If we do all that, let me show you mine.
No, Lil D, hold on. Wait, no, that was it. That was the call.
That didn't sound legitimate at all.
I'm going to start it over from the beginning. That was the call, because the other call was from Honda, who I had to pay a visit to last week. All right, let's start it over again.
Hey there. I was just reaching out to you because I know you're a business opportunity-minded person. So I wanted to share with you a program where we do all the advertising, lead follow-up, and sales calls for you, and then we split each sale with you 50-50. The average sale will earn you $3,500. So what's important about this is that you can earn a full-time income with just a couple of sales a month. So it's a very realistic opportunity. Just to give you an idea of what you can do here, I actually earn over $50,000 per month. And on my website, I'm going to show you my recent income proof just so you can see that I'm not making these numbers up. So hopefully you can sense this is a legitimate opportunity that's worth your time at least checking out. And to do that, go to
all right. Then he gives his website stuff like that. Okay.
How did he know you to reach out to you to begin with?
He didn't. If you notice in the voicemail, he never mentions my name.
He doesn't mention anything. He just says, "Hey, I didn't know that you're a business opportunity minded person."
Yeah, he has no idea what it is, and it came from an Oklahoma City, Oklahoma number. And I'm thinking somebody would hear this voicemail and think it the word of God and would totally call this dude back or go to this dude's website, because he's going to show you how he made $50,000
in one month.
So this made me think, this seems so simple. If you just call people up and tell them that there's a lot of money behind this opportunity, people are going to fall for it, because this has no thought put to it whatsoever. There is no additional effort to even say my name. There's no additional effort to mention any business dealings that I have. None of it whatsoever. It's a computer recording of some dude that probably got paid $50 off a Cameo to read copy. And then there's an auto dialer machine that dials up random numbers. And I'm thinking to myself, this company would not be able to do this if there wasn't some idiots out there that actually believed it true.
But the thing is, my question is, how do they get the money?
They go to that website.
So by just logging into the website, are you automatically like giving the money, or are they selling?
No, like, you're automatically giving. You're giving the money, because when you log into that website, it's probably got malware installed into the back of it that is just going to go into your computer and take all your personal information. So you're making a donation to this organization and you don't even know it.
Oh, ooh.
But look at the simplicity of it. So I'm saying, boys, we need to get on something like this. We need to come up with something that's so outrageously simple and sell it to people. And I guarantee you, we'll get one or two handfuls of rubes that will say, "Oh, this is going to change my life."
Hey, do you like air?
Yeah. And
for a small price of $2,400, you can get the purest air filtered into your house. I've been getting it filtered for the last 25 years, and I look like I'm 31. But I'm actually 375 years old.
You look well preserved. Dude, I guarantee you there'll be somebody that'll buy the air purifier, and the website that will sell those fake air purifiers through will be passgas.com. And they won't even know it. They'd be like, "Oh man, this air purifier gonna pass the gas through my house." They don't realize that we just selling the farts, little D. We selling the ass gas.
Would you like to have a penis like one of these? The picture that was displayed was an actual picture of Little P's. Little P. Little
before
P's.
Little P's.
Little P's. Little P's.
The before and after. Yeah.
Now, before, Little D wasn't developed all the way. But he went into this lab and he thought hard. Oh. And how he could stretch the penis to make it bigger.
Uh-huh.
What he did, he came up with a solution. Now, all you have to do for $39.99 is take these pills. These are Little D's enhancers. But if you act now, we will throw in a bigger bottle. Oh. Now, what this bottle does is it make you more girthier.
Oh, girthier, ladies and gentlemen.
But if you want the girthier,
the
girthiness, this one right here. You act now for $49.99. It will be yours. But wait, if you give us your credit card number on file, online now, we will throw in a personal picture of Little D's actual penis. Look at these customers that we had already. Call him. Tell us.
I've had penis pills, and let me tell you, I was once just an inch and a half. And what I did was I took 3 months of this, and now I am the size of Ray J, dude. I tell you, Ray J. They call me Horse. Horse, dude.
I tried Little D's penis pills, and sure, I've got a huge schlong now, but don't worry about it. I'm sure my eyesight will return momentarily.
Well, when I started taking Little D's penis pills, some people didn't even think I had a penis. It looked like I was a female, but after only 3.5 short months, I am now bigger than Safari.
I took Little D's penis pills, and before that, my wife couldn't see nothing. And now it's just so damn big that everybody wants me to hold things up for them, because now I'm known on the corner as a tripod.
Well, I'm Juan Jeremy, and as the porn industry's biggest schlong out there, I started taking Little D's penis pills because I felt I could get bigger. And Lord knows I did. Now I walk around with an elephant's trunk in my pants. I literally have a set of slippers for my penis because it's longer than my legs.
I had to start feeding them Little D penis pills to Cletus, because Cletus, my daughter called him. She said, Mom, I can't even see it no more. I don't even know where it is no more. I said, baby, how you trying to move some of the fat out the way? She said, no. So what I did is I said, okay, this is what we going to do. We just going to take some of them Little D penis pills. We gonna slip him in his cornbread. And when he, you know, cause Cletus like to eat that cornbread, cause he always walking over and try to get in my cornbread. And he walk over, I always tell him, you walk over, but you're limping back. You gonna walk over, but you're limping back. So we been feeding Cletus them Little D penis pills. I don't know what happened. I don't know. She and my daughter ain't tell me if they working or not, but I know for one thing.
hey,
his ear. His earlobes are really huge. Cletus, he can hear clear across the room. Clear across the room now. I don't know if them little D penis pill was working, but he sure do got big earlobes.
I'm so sorry, folks. I am so sorry. Oh, little D's penis pills, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, if we put up a website, Little D's Rise and Shine Pills.com, and we sold pills, and we clearly mark on the pills not FDA approved, well, results are not typical, and we sold them for $99 a bottle, and in the bottle only have 4 pills in it.
4. That's
all
you
need. I guarantee you, somebody out there is going, some little micro dude is going to buy that, is going to spend $99 on them 4 fake sugar pills.
I'm in it.
All we got to do is honestly put those, take those sugar pills out and put in 4 real Tic Tacs.
Yes. Check this out.
And I'm telling you, we buy one case of Tic Tacs, we be millionaires.
We clean it up. We clean it up.
Check this out. To make the deal even sweeter.
With a 79 cent investment, 79 cent Tic Tac going to turn us a profit of $1.4 million.
To make the deal even sweeter, we'll shoot a commercial with AK-47, and she'll be in her back like, yes, he took these and oh my God, wow, he's grown. You know how they do those stupid commercials?
You gotta be careful taking them little deep penis pills, because when you get old, that man that's been built up for 35 long years of wanting and wanting and wanting, woo, might make your head pop off. Boom.
Just like that.
Oh my God. Okay. I apologize. We need to come up with a scam. And I'm sure that is the majority of people going to say this is a scam.
Yeah.
But all we need is a handful of rubes that's going to say this going to change my life.
Yes, they will.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break right here after this. More fun and more thrills right here on FatGuyRadioShow.com. You're just a hand. I'm hating that background as the show goes on. We'll be right back, folks.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19.
Furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters and this podcast.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
This is Fat Guy Radio Show, part of the BDB Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back to Fat Guy Radio Show, everyone. Go spooktacular this Halloween at the Home Depot. Check out Home Depot's scary good Halloween animatronics and more. Grave and Bones, Dreadful Dreams, Witches and Monsters. Ooh. Free delivery on all online holiday decor when you start at fatguyradioshow.com/Home Depot. How doers do fall at the Home Depot, and we thank you. Welcome to the show, everyone. If you're just joining us online, I'm your host, Corey Blaze. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor Rochdale.
What's good?
And yawning because we're keeping him up past his bedtime, my little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
I don't know why, boys, but I feel like we're missing something, but nah, that just could be me.
Yeah, we are missing something.
What are we missing?
I hope you got this sounder queued up. You asked for it last week, and I believe it is time for it now.
Oh, well, you know what? I don't have it queued up, but would you sure we're not missing anything else other than what I think you're talking about? Because what I think you're talking about, we may be missing something else.
I don't think we're missing anything. I think this is the best show we've ever had.
I think so, too. I mean, it's just like, you know, I mean, oh, you know what? I know what I'm thinking I'm missing. I need to make a phone call tomorrow to the DA. All right. What is the segment you were saying that we were missing, DT?
Oh, it is time for
What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT?
That sexy summer mama. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for What the Hell is Corey Tweeting with DT? That sexy summer mama.
Oh, the crinkle. I'm so nostalgic right now.
Hold on.
That's not the... Oh, Lord. It's a white claw or a black claw.
Truly's.
Truly, it's not a white claw.
Truly, it is good. So, on September...
That's me.
15th at 2:27 p.m. at Corey Blaze... I'll say it again. At Corey Blaze.
Oh, that's me.
Tweeted out.
I did it too soon.
Yeah, you did it too soon.
I'm out of rhythm. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Tweeted out. My friendships have two levels. Level one, kiss their face and kick their butts. Level two, kiss their butts and kick their face. What the hell are you tweeting, Corey?
I got stupid friends. And sometimes I want to love them and kiss their face. So I'm very affectionate. And since the pandemic, I have become more affectionate. I don't think I've told my brother how much I love him more than I do now. Sometimes I just send him a text message in the middle of the day just to tell him that I love him. Because I don't ever want it to be one of those conversations where people say, man, I wish I had the opportunity to tell them that I love him. I'm telling you that I love him. And I tell all my friends that I love him. And some of my friends are hard-headed, and their names may or may not rhyme with Flight Clife. You know, I'm just saying their name might not mine with Flight Clife, but sometimes when I love them, I have to kiss them and then kick them in the butt. And then other times, you know, they're just being just absolutely ridiculously cute and I have to kiss their butt. But then in my process of me bending over to kiss their butt, my fat shifts, my foot goes up and I kick them in the face.
Oh, damn.
It's a whole process. It's absolutely horrible. And Lady K off of the Facebook was guessing what we were missing. And she had a really good guess. She thought we were missing DT. You looking fine as hell today, boy.
My mind's telling me no. But my body's telling me yes.
Hey, little D, here's your theme song. Hey!
Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I love the booty. I need the booty. I like the booty.
You know, when I back up the booty, it always sounds like this. Beep, beep, beep.
When you back up the booty, I thought it always sounded like this.
Damn, that's a big ass.
Look at that booty. Show me the booty. Give me the booty. I love the booty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was What the Hell is Corey Tweeting Out of the Mothballs, and we'll be bringing that back as I continue to tweet a little bit more. I had some good ones that were out there. Boys, I got a question for you. Believe it or not, well, not a question. A thought as I pivot here.
Okay. I'm listening.
2020 summer sucked.
Wait, is it over yet?
You know what? I really think that, you know what? On my calendar, it's now March 148. Oh, I don't think March ever ended. But our friends over at USA Today, as they have nothing to do with this show, decided to release a song of the summer 2020.
Is it just about Arizona?
No, or? What they found was the most popular song of 2020.
Okay.
And it superseded 2019's song of the summer, which was, of course, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road. Side note, Lil Nas X, whatever the hell you're doing with that Yu-Gi-Oh pointy hair thing that you got going on right now on your Instagram. Yeah, I ain't feeling that. And back to the show. So between Memorial Day and Labor Day, there was a song that held the top spot for 13 out of 15 weeks on Billboard's Song of the Summer track list. And I wanted to know if you guys would have a wild guess at what that song was.
I'm going to say WAP, WAP, WAP.
That song just came out like a week ago, didn't it?
I don't know, maybe, but that's my guess, because that's so new. Either that one or Pop Star by Drake.
That's truly, I guess. Lil D, what do you have?
Hot Girl Summer.
I never heard of that song. That was a movement, but I never heard the song.
The song of the summer, according to USA Today, is a song that drives me crazy every time I hear it.
She drives me crazy.
Not that one.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I love you, but DJ Dean of the Phoenix Suns ruined this song for me. The song of the summer is Da Baby, Rock Star. USA Today is saying that this is a song of the summer, Da Baby, Rock Star, because it took the top spot for 13 out of 15 weeks on Billboard's Song of the Summer track list. And the reason why this song drives me insane, because DJ Dean played it before pre-doors and pre-game, meaning that the bowl wasn't open, fans weren't in the seats. And for those of you that don't know what fans are a group of people that go to sporting events.
Oh, wait, they still do that?
No, not anymore.
No. That's extinct, like dinosaurs.
Yeah, it's you can read about fans in the Smithsonian.
Back in the 1900s.
Yeah, but DJ,
I thought those things that like swirled around and made you cool.
Those are called turntables. So DJ Dean played the hell out of this song, and I can't stand it anytime I hear it because I've heard it so much.
I thought that song was released last year, honestly. I didn't think that. How is that a song of the summer? That thing was released last year.
It stayed in the top spot for 13 out of 15 weeks on Billboard. I guess that's what USA is equating as a song of the summer. I guess that's what they're saying is a song of the summer. But it's not even
of this summer.
I guess it doesn't have to be a song that came out because Old Town Road didn't come out last year. But it was the song of the summer 2019.
I call BS.
Okay. Why do you call BS?
Song of the summer was either Pop Star by Drake or WAP.
Probably WAP.
I one of those two.
Well, the second spot was Jack Harlow's What's Happening featuring DaBaby, Tory Lanez, and Lil Wayne.
Wait, how does that one go?
I have no idea. When I looked it up, it said explicit, so we could.
When you said Tory Lanez, was that trying to be fancy?
No, that's not. Is that how you?
Wait, who was it? Who was it?
Tory Lanez?
No. The
how do you
two?
Say it?
It's Tory Lanez.
Oh, put an S on it. Stop using a Z as an S. This was wrong with black people.
But that's why who's the original? Who's
we
the
can't
original?
Even spell. Lanez ain't spelled L-A-N-E-Z.
It's supposed what's to be happening? An S.
Lanez.
It's called What's Poppin'.
Oh, yes, that one actually, I was thinking about that one, but the original, but you're saying the remix.
Featuring DaBaby, Tory, can't spell his last name,
Tory Lanez, Lil Wayne.
And when is Lil Wayne, who's Big Wayne? Where's Big Wayne? Where's Big Wayne at?
What's poppin'?
That's Bruce Wayne.
Oh, Bruce Wayne is Big Wayne.
Yeah.
And then Megan Thee Stallion, is it the?
Yeah, Megan,
why is
Megan
there an extra E on it? That's what's wrong with black folks. Why is there an extra letter there?
Megan Thee Stallion. Matter of fact, fun fact, she's the one who got shot by Tory Lanez in the foot. Tory Lanez.
And right after that, she recorded WAP and said that the reason why he shot her was because she had that wet and that placenta.
Oh. If they were Indians, they would have eaten the placenta after the baby was born. Here's the thing. The only thing I know about the baby is the thing that I should know about the baby.
What
is
that?
Let me see. I think we may or may not have a sound effect explaining the baby. Yeah, there we go. There's the baby. That's all I know about the baby.
Well, he's the number one sponsor of the Little D Penis Pills because he is an avid subscriber.
Not only is he a subscriber, but he's also the president. Here's the thing. And Little D, not Little D, Tory Lanez, the baby spells his name D-A-B-A-B-Y, not D-A-B-A-D-I-E. So Tory, fix your name.
D-I-E?
Mr. Lanez.
The baby. The baby D-D-D-D.
It's Tory Lanez.
No, it's Lanez now.
It's Tory Lanez.
I guess Tory Lanez also shops at Target. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Baby yet. You see how tall?
Is he a little one? Is he a little nigglet?
Yeah, he like 5 foot.
A little nigglet?
I probably gave him too much. Yeah, he a little nigglet.
See, that's what's wrong.
Nobody knew.
He got short man syndrome. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here, ladies and gentlemen. We up on a break, right, DT?
Yep.
Okay, we'll take a quick break right here, and we'll be back with Corey. We'll have new lips and new vocabulary right after this.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show Afterburn.
So here's the thing.
This reaches out and touch people.
Ooh.
Reach out and touch somebody's head. Make this world a better place. Reach out and touch
somebody's
make this world a better place.
Quick.
Oh, sorry, I got carried away.
It's all in your tongue.
I really got into it. I got into it. I apologize. I was really feeling it.
You know what we should do with videos off backup? We should make our own damn songs and just put them out there. Like,
oh, little D, look, you came up with another idea for more work for me. Yay.
Yeah, Corey, you should do it.
hey, you can fix it in backup.
Fix it in backup. That'll fix it in backup.
Bad Guy Radio Show.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark.
And now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring Corey Blaze.
And welcome back to the showdy, whoa, 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 everyone everywhere. Now, I am going to take a risk.
Okay. Mm.
Little D.
Yep. Coming to the crib?
No. No, I ain't never coming to your house. Never again after you having a 90s party. I'll be there in about, I don't know, 4 or 5 months.
4 or 5 months.
Yeah, all y'all. Just spreading over there. Lil D.
Spreading legs.
Tell everybody how to get afterburn.
So check this out, ladies and gentlemen. And if I mess up, DJ can clarify what I mean.
DJ, known as the translator.
Yes. For $3 a month, you can hear all the good stuff that you cannot hear on this show. What am I talking about? None editing. Everything that we say behind the scenes, you will get on the scenes. You will get Lil D cussing. If I'm on the show, I may not be on the show, but you never know until you pay the $3 to get to see what's behind the scenes, what you don't get to see on this show. Now for $8, you get to get the visuals, and what the visuals give you is everything like what I did that I can't say on this show. But if you pay $8, trust me, it'll be the best damn $8 that you spend a month. It's like Cinemax After Dark. You know how Cinemax was back in the day when you get to get all the good exclusive rated aura stuff? Well, that's what you get on this show for $8. So if you go to Fat Guy Radio Show /Afterburn, I probably messed it up, but if you go there anyway, you will not be disappointed, I promise you. And if you act now, I will throw in a free bottle of Little D's penis pills. Holla at your boy!
All right, I'm going to go ahead and translate that real quick.
Translation, please.
So what I heard Little D say is that for $3, you get to hear, you don't see it, but you hear all the nuns who edited the show. They're going to edit it, but they don't edit at all. So it's nun edit. Because the nuns edit it so that you can hear everything as it is.
Wait a minute.
As the Lord has ordained it to be.
I think I hear the nuns coming now. I think they hear the nuns coming now. There they are. There are the nuns coming down to nun edit.
The nun edit is pure.
Yes, it's pure.
Which means there's no edit because nuns don't know how to work the system anyways. But they just say, you know what? Let God let live, let it slide. For $8, you're going to get to see all that stuff that happens.
Uh-huh.
And I believe he, even though he messed it up, I believe he said go to fatguyradioshow.com/Afterburn.
Mm.
Burn someone you love. Burn them like the devil. Burn them nuns.
Them nuns, little D, because them nuns. Uh-huh. Them nuns. Oh.
Yes. Keep going, preach. I need some more of that.
Pass the collection plate.
$8 or $3. All we need are a collection plate is $3 or $8. That's it.
$3 or $8. And don't be making change.
No change.
Don't be making change in the collection plates because I be seeing y'all. Y'all think y'all put a 10 in there and you want to take out a 5, but you put a 10 in there and you end up taking out a 10.
Now, Cecil.
Uncle Cecil
want to know, can we accept EBT cards?
Okay, now our EBT machine in the vestibule unfortunately is broken because Sister Watermelon She went to check her EBT balance before communion because we wouldn't let her in because she didn't pay. She didn't pay her tithes last month, so we wouldn't let her in. So she went to the EBT machine to check because she wanted some communion wafers, communion wafers. And you know, at the church of the Little D's Dick Pills, we have, you know, it's free to get out, but you got to pay to get in. So,
You know, at church LDDB.
Yeah, yeah, LDDP, LDDB people, the church, you got to pay to get in the church. And then on every fourth Sunday when the kids choir sing, now there's only two kids, but it's still a choir. When the kids choir sing, we charge you to get out. And the reason why is because diapers is expensive. You know what I'm saying? So the EBT machine is down in the vestibule, and these have been your Little D's Dick Pills church announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing and reading and ruin of this word. And all together we say, All right, well, Deacon held that note a little too long. All right. This show is so stupid.
Best one we had in weeks.
It just seems like something's missing, but I'm not sure that there's not, I don't think there's anything.
Oh, I know it's missing. I know it's missing. Hit the music.
Oh, you think, oh.
What the hell is Corey tweeting with DT?
That's not the music you were going for, was it? You were going for this.
Well, I'm Corey Blazing. Every time I go to church, I make sure that the deacon passes me the collection plate first because I want everyone to know how deep my pockets are. I give 50 cents.
Oh,
50 cents. Oh, it's
the only reason why my pockets are deep is because there's a hole in the bottom of it, so I can really enjoy the service. All right,
and the green grass grows all around and around, and the green grass grows all around.
All right,
and in this hole that's in my pocket,
in my pocket,
there sits a little D. Dick pill.
I dropped it on the ground.
Out of the hole in my pocket, in the green grass grows all around and around. And the green grass grows all around.
Hey, y'all want to know what I used to do? Well, Corey kind of knew. Well,
oh Lord, Lord D. You know, Lord D.
They already know this is like bad.
I'm always afraid that you about. Now listen, Lil D. I understand.
Let me share
the story. I know, but Lil D. Something's in the family. We gotta keep in the family.
True.
You know what I'm saying?
I need to let them know when my nastiness started beginning.
Well, I know, but see, we got to keep things in the family. Like, we ain't never came on the show and told nobody about that time just playing basketball with your boys and y'all accidentally bumped wieners. Ain't nobody said nothing about that.
I think you just told me right now.
If I got to explain the joke, it's not funny.
You didn't explain it. We did.
True.
And the green grass goes all around. And the green grass goes all around. And the green grass grows all around. And the green grass grows all around.
Like spinning hubcaps.
Oh, Deacon.
Ooh.
I already just farted right now.
DT, you've got cute little farts. They kind of. Yeah, those are DT farts right there.
You wish. I got fat man farts.
Oh no. Oh.
Oh, Sherman.
Sounds like someone done attacked the state building with an AK-47.
Hey!
Hey!
Well, we're moving on.
All right, Lil D, what were you going to say here at the end of the show? Because we had a tie.
So remember, I had to wear uniforms in the eighth grade. So the guys had to wear the white polos and the blue shorts or pants, whichever came first. Mm-hmm. And the girls wore the white polos with the skirts. So my little slick ass came with a clever idea. I used to have a mirror, and I slid it in my shoestrings. So I used to walk up to the girl, start talking to him.
One of those little compact mirrors, folks, that he popped out of the Revlon compact and put it in his shoelaces.
Yep. And he used to go up and talk to the girls.
He's been Negro from birth. Just a scandalous. little Negro since birth. He was in the fourth grade.
Yeah. So what I'm trying to say is, I need you guys to help me out to see what's in my head. So when we go start a fund right here on Fat Guy Radio Show, all we need you to do is donate. We need to raise $5,100. So we're starting with 20 people. And all you guys do is come up with $250 each for Little D's.
Little D's herd mentality.
Yes.
Yeah, we ain't going there, ladies and gentlemen. That's too dangerous on the world. We don't want to be there.
Actually, Little D, for 2,100, 20 uh-huh. people, 5,100.
Do the math.
5,100, 20 people would actually be 255. I misspoke earlier. I put only 5,000.
Somebody sent you a text message and corrected you, didn't they?
No. I just did that right now.
You just,
I was like, oh,
you just redid the math in your head. I did some fat guy math.
I did.
So, people, we're just going to need $5 extra on top of that.
Hey, Lil D, you hear that music?
Yeah.
Okay. Show's over. All right. My apologies to Justin Bieber as we plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Now with more, open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. FatGuyRadioShow.com/store. Your voice is your vote. Register to vote. Verify the status of your voter registration or request a mail-in ballot at FatGuyRadioShow.com/vote is there to help. Election day is November 3rd. Be heard. Vote. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to FatGuyRadioShow@gmail.com or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Tell everybody you know about the show, and when they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them they'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
My little brother, DJ Little D.
Yeah, buddy.
And I don't know why I'm forgetting something, but I just got a text message that Just James needs me to do a DA. Oh, a drum assembly. Oh, well,
No. You know what it is? It's Shore's Your Wife.
Oh, I guess I'm missing something. I don't know. I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good Hello. Night.
Penis pills.
I forgot to go to the slide again. Oh, my God. There we
Dang
go.
It.